Over the last couple of nights, we've been talking about Wellington's water problems. We've spoken to Ofero Bay resident Eugene Doyle, who's disgusted with the state of water in the bay, and then last night to Wellington councillor Fleur Fitzsimons, who was very damning about the performance or lack of by Wellington Water. The mayor, councillors and Wellington Water met yesterday to thrash it out, and the outcome is a mayoral task force, which was announced today by Mayor Andy Foster, and he joins me now. Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Karen.
How's the new job going?
Oh, look, it's great. Lots of opportunities in it and the odd few challenges, and this is one of them. I would rather that we didn't have quite so many pipe breaks.
Yes, well, you've been a councillor for years, so has this issue been known in council?
Well, not really. I mean, some people now will come out of the woodwork and say, yeah, well, you know, we knew about this or knew about the, or you know, knew that there were some issues. But we've never said no to any funding request that's been put before the elected council. The interesting thing is, when I look back over the last few years, I don't think we've had any discussions about water at all, other than for resilience purposes, like, for example, you know, new reservoirs. So it's not really got on the radar screen as a problem issue. We just said, look, here's the money you need to do the job. We fully depreciate our assets, and we fully fund the depreciation on our assets. And, you know, that's actually unusual for council, so we thought we were in the right space, and then all of a sudden we have, you know, one pipe and then another pipe and then another pipe, and of course now every single thing that goes wrong, people get, you know, very focused on it.
Yes. Well, Councillor Fleur Fitzsimons was scathing about Wellington Water's response in the meeting yesterday. They didn't seem to understand the seriousness of the issue, nor did they care. Not those exact words, but words to that effect.
Yeah, look, I don't think that's fair on Wellington Water. I mean, they don't go to work to do a bad job, and they are working very hard. I mean, for example, the response that they made to the pipe break in Willis Street, which was right before Christmas, and both Wellington Water and the contractors were there 24/7, working really, really long shifts. Likewise with the issues we've had with Moa Point and the tunnel under Mount Albert. Again, you've got very long shifts being worked. So these guys are working very, very hard. The question we've got before us is, you know, are we actually doing, for example, enough inspections of the pipes to just check what their condition is like? Are we dealing with some of the cross connections from private pipes assertively enough? So there are some things that I think we can tweak, but it's not like they don't care. I think they care very passionately about this.
Why do you think she came away from that meeting with that impression then?
Look, you know, different people take different things out of the same situation. I wouldn't have taken that out of the meeting.
So this task force, when did you decide on that?
Yeah, look, we started talking about that the weekend, and I thought, you know, this is becoming a more serious issue in terms of, particularly in terms of public confidence, but also in terms of can we improve the delivery. And we had the briefing yesterday, and I thought, right, okay, well, you know, let's do that. And then, of course, you know, so you get on and do it. We need to move fairly quickly. We are now in the stages of putting together our budget for this year. And so if we're going to put anything into the budget, then we need to do that, you know, reasonably quickly, even if we're not quite sure of what the details might be as to how that finance is going to be utilised.
How much money were you looking at?
Look, probably at this stage, probably not a lot, because I think the first things we need to look at are getting a complete knowledge of what's there. There is CCTV camera work, for example, which is done on the network. Do we need to do more of that? And I think that's probably one of the things that we need to just explore, is what the inspection regime is and whether it's extensive enough. And then also Wellington Water have been talking about things like roving crews to be able to go and deal with some of the cross connections. And literally, I mean, the advice they were giving us is that people are, you know, plumbing the stormwater and the sewers together, and they could be doing, you know, there could be one being cross connected the wrong way, you know, pretty much as we speak. So this is a moving thing, and we just need the resources to be able to do those sort of things. Then that will flow to later on if we find that there are a need for more resources to be put into the renewals of pipes, and the amount that we invest in that is continuing to rise, always been projected to continue to rise. If we need to accelerate that, then that'll be the, you know, that'll flow from getting better information. But we need to be well informed before we make the decisions.
Yes. Did Wellington Water tell you what their priorities are?
Yeah, those are the kind of things that they said were the priorities. It was cross connections. It was better resourcing for pipe inspections. Communications was another one. I think there was some criticism about the communications processes. That was one of the things that Councillor Fitzsimons did raise, and it was a little ad hoc. And so we've got to make sure that these things are done more coherently.
So a task force, who's going to be on it, Andy?
Well, we're looking at having councillors. We're looking at having some regional component to that as well, because, of course, Wellington Water is owned by all the councils of all the urban councils of the region. So Porirua, the Two Huts, and ourselves, Greater Wellington Regional Council, and also more recently South Wairarapa. So we need to be able to have that regional connection, Mana Whenua, and also we'd be looking for some independent expert advice as well.
So when will those people be brought together?
As soon as possible.
And they'll have their first meeting like within the week type thing?
I would hope certainly within a fortnight.
Following on from that, it'll take them a while to sort out exactly what's required, won't it?
Look, I mean, there's a certain number of people that we will need to talk to. I mean, we got, for example, yesterday, we got a lot more information from the discussions with Wellington Water. And I think, you know, it doesn't take too many conversations with the right people. And that is both people in the community who've been on the receiving end of some of the experiences and might be able to tell us things, particularly around customer feedback, but also the experts in the area. That I think we could probably get some answers, I would hope, reasonably soon.
Fleur Fitzsimons wanted a formal inquiry. I take it you're not going to go that far.
Well, it's kind of essentially achieving the same thing.
The task force.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to be held to account for what's happened in the past. It's looking to the future.
Oh, look, do we want to do a witch hunt? No, not really. But do we want to get our pipes operating the way we want them to operate? And do we want to get people having confidence in where we're going forward? Absolutely.
And what about sewage going directly into the sea? This has been an issue that seems to have been going on for years and years. And Ophiro Bay resident Eugene Doyle discovered that the pollution was 300 times over the safe swimming level.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
And that the sign had been taken down.
Yeah, and look, so there's a number of issues in that. One is communications when there is something that's not right. In terms of Ophiro Bay in particular, so the advice we've been given is roughly 50% of the source of sewage comes from council pipes and roughly 50% doesn't. Most of that comes from private pipes. And there's also sometimes you get extraneous material, you know, from wildlife, if you like. And, of course, we've got a couple of landfills there. I'm not quite sure what the contribution from those is to that particular stream. So those are the kind of things which we need to just explore a bit more. We do occasionally get overflows from the sewage treatment system as well when it is, you know, under particular pressure from high water, high rainfall events. And that happens occasionally. And then, of course, we had the pipe break in the Willis-Dixon Street area, which discharged wastewater into the harbour for a matter of about, I think it was about 3 days by the time it got fixed, or at least diverted away from the harbour.
So as a Wellingtonian and also the Mayor, what state would you like Wellington's water to be in?
Look, I'd like it to be in a state where people have confidence. Well, first of all, obviously, we want to have clean drinking water, which we do have, always have had, and that is at the top level. We do want to have the situation where we're always going to have, with 3,000 kilometres of pipes, some breakages and bursts. It's like having your house, some things go wrong from time to time, but we want to minimise that. So we want a system where we are intervening at the right time to deal with potential problem pipes. We don't want to be digging up pipes that are perfectly good and they've got, you know, 20 or 30 years of life left in them. So striking that balance. We also want the situation where we're not having discharges of sewage into our water bodies. Our water quality in our streams is not great. I don't think that's unique to Wellington. So can we improve that? To what degree? To what's that going to cost? So those are the kind of conversations that we need to have with our community.
And will people have a chance to give you that feedback?
Look, we will. We will probably be seeking from a range of different stakeholders and key people, and that will include resident groups.
And that will be this year sometime.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Oh, and sorry. And when it comes, sorry, absolutely. In terms of the task force, when it comes to feedback on sort of longer term investment in the network. Every 3 years is part of what we call the long term plan. So every council does that, and that is the year which is coming up, so 2021. We have the 10 year budget process. We'll review our asset management plans as part of that, and that's about how we look after every one of our assets, whether it's our buildings or our pipe network. It would be fair to say that we don't get a heck of a lot of feedback from people on that. And I would encourage people to have a look very, very closely at this asset management plan. But in fact, all asset management plans, it takes a bit of work. But it would be good if people actually took a focus on that. And I suspect this time they might do.
Yes, they might do. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us, Andy.
Hey, pleasure.
That's the Mayor of Wellington, Andy Foster, and trying to sort out those problems that they've got with their ongoing pipe issues.